The Beacon, celebrating when God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable.
Well, good morning, and thank you for joining us. This is Jeff Blake, stepping in for Steve Woods this morning, our host of The Beacon. And Steve, a shout out of prayer and celebration. By the time this airs on the airways, you would have married off one of your beautiful daughters, and so you're spending some much-deserved time this morning with your family, paying the due attention. And Steve, we thank you for your leadership week after week on this show, and our prayers and support are with you. And again, The Beacon is a program in which we celebrate when God uses the unexpected to do the unexplainable, and this morning is a unique chapter in us for an opportunity to share that, and a element of The Beacon every morning, too, as you know, is an opportunity to turn the spotlight on what God is doing in and through our community. The church is on the move, and often in the news and the airwaves and the media, there is not ample opportunity to celebrate what God is doing, to pull back the curtain and acknowledge that the church of Jesus Christ is making an impact in our community. And as the listener may know, I serve as the superintendent of Phoenix Christian Preparatory School, and I am here to tell you personally and tangibly this morning that the extraordinary guests gathered here in the room this morning are an embodiment of the Church of Jesus Christ on the move. And this morning, this show isn't necessarily about Phoenix Christian and education, but it is that Phoenix Christian is the epicenter of this moment, which has drawn everyone here gathered in this room together to celebrate what life looks like when we serve our Lord. And so in the room this morning is representatives from an organization called The Sowers, and we're going to continue to unpack what that means here in a little bit. And I'm going to begin by introducing a special guest we have in the studio this morning, Mrs. Kim Wright. Welcome.
Thank you.
And Kim, you're a member of the Phoenix Christian team. You serve on our advancement team.
Yes, I do.
And Kim, there are some special guests in the station with us this morning, aren't there?
Yes, there are.
And as we draw the listener into this conversation, these men and women serve our Lord. Maybe just kind of give an overview of how they've blessed Phoenix Christian.
We've had them on our campus for about a week and a half now, and these ladies and gentlemen have painted walls. They're about to take out some carpet in our chapel. They've constructed fences, and they're rebuilding our
the courtyard.
The courtyard. Thank you.
You bet.
And they work hard to make our campus look fabulous. And they've just been doing a great job of upkeeping and getting to things that we can't do.
Absolutely. So we've been teasing a little bit of an organization called The Sowers, which stands for Servants on Wheels Ever Ready. And I'd like to begin with some introductions here. We're going to begin with Linda and John Hutchins. And we're going to start with you, John. Why don't you start maybe a little later, introduce yourself. Draw the listener into who you guys are as a couple, and we'll unpack what that means a little bit as it relates to Sowers, but let's get to know you first.
Okay, my name is John Hutchins, and my wife is Linda, and we've been with the Sowers Ministry. This is our second year and our third project that we've been working on. We come from the great state of Alaska, so it takes us a little while to get down here, and we're excited to be here at Phoenix Christian. My wife and I are both retired teachers. I've been in Christian education for over 20 years, and my wife has been teaching also in education.
And Linda?
I'm Linda Hutchins. I've been in and out of different segments of the education world since my early 20s, school bus driving, groundskeeping, substitute teaching, aides. And when I was looking at how I was going to make ends meet and I finally spent my last penny, or just about, the Lord stepped in and gave me a teaching position that was over double what I had been making.
Wow.
And then I met John, my current husband, and my husband for the rest of my life.
Amen.
And he said in the beginning, he says, what do you want to do when you retire? And so we had that conversation, and he said he wanted to be able to travel the lower 48 and help with vacation Bible schools and different things like that, Christian organizations. And lo and behold, I was sitting at a choir practice in Tucson and talking to a lady who had been a member of Sowers, and she found out that we were believers, so she gave me the information, and here we are.
Outstanding, outstanding. And now sitting next to you is a couple by Carol and Meredith Nearing. And Carol, why don't we start with you and introduce your family?
Good morning. We have always been kind of entrepreneurs sort of people. We've had lots of different jobs in our many years. Meredith and I have been married almost 58 years, and we've worn a lot of hats during that time. When we joined Sowers, we found that all the experience that we've had over the years has come into play in jobs and things that the Lord would have us to do in the sower organization. We've been in farming and ranching. We've been in construction. And I was a florist for 30 years. And it just seems like every skill that we have garnered over the years has been used in one way or another as we've gone from project to project. We've been to 47 different projects now and have enjoyed the relationships that we've made. I'll let Meredith tell you how we got into Sowers to start with.
Actually, good morning. My name is Meredith. Actually, we were looking forward to going into some type of ministry like this, and I saw an article in Trailer Life magazine, and that's where we decided to contact Sowers. And after about 8 months of going through all of the paperwork, etc., we became life members. The first 2 years, we only did one project the first year, two or three the second year, and now we do between 8 or 9 a year.
Wow.
And it keeps us quite busy, and we get to see a lot of country and meet a lot of wonderful people.
Outstanding. Okay, so we've talked a little. Keep going.
Oh, that's fine. Go right ahead.
You got it. So we've been talking about what it means to be a part of Sowers. Now, what it says here on your website is that Sowers is a ministry, again, Servants on Wheels, Ever Ready. It's a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian couples RV ministry that provides volunteer help. So let's just kind of take a step back there, Kim. If you were to visit our campus right now, what would you see as it relates to the presence of the Sowers? And we're actually partnering with another organization simultaneously called the RVX. This morning, we're going to pay particular attention to the Sowers. What's it look like?
So our track area looks pretty much like if you were to drive out to PIR, and it looks like a NASCAR race car is about to take place, and there's a bunch of RVs out there.
And so these are couples that travel all across the country, living the RV mobile life on adventure, serving many, many different places all across the country. I'd like you guys to maybe, let's just take a moment and draw the listener in a little bit more into Sowers as an organization. ministries that you guys serve go from camps and conference centers, orphanages, schools, missionary retreat centers, training facilities. Of course, we're blessed in that category. Homes for abused children. What does it mean to be a sower?
Sowers is a ministry of helps. Our purpose is not to be in the forefront of anything, but to come alongside those that the Lord has called to serve communities and different segments of people and to spread His kingdom and the message. And our job is to come alongside and assist in their ministry.
That's beautiful. Would you guys add anything more to that?
I think she was very well said in what it was. There's some people that do this, like Carol said earlier, part-time. And there's other people that this is their full-time lifestyle. They have made the decision to give up most of their earthly belongings, sold their homes, all of these things, which feels like a sacrifice to begin with, but in the end is actually very freeing. And they live full-time. Then that RV is their home. We're not quite at that point yet, but
that's beautiful. John, what would you add to that?
It's also amazing how God works through the people. It the old adage is true. You're never too old to learn new things. Since I've started Sowers, I've learned so much in the construction field and painting and masonry and things like that. It's just amazing how I can learn from some of the other sowers that have a lot more expertise than I do in this area. So we're always continually learning new things and doing things for the glory of God.
And Carol, if you could give us kind of an overview of the organization in terms of numbers, the impact, how many people are involved in the organization?
At the moment, we have 671 active couples in the organization, and we serve between 150 and 160 projects all over the United States. We have a couple of them that are in Canada. And in Arizona itself, we have 8 projects that we currently support. Last year, we gained 116 new members, so we are very thankful about that. Couples it is. And so we have lots of help. And at any given time, there's, 120 couples that are on projects all over the United States. And because it's, you can choose to do one project or you can choose to do 12 projects, we have a fluctuating number of couples that are actually on the field at any given time.
That's incredible. And go ahead, Meredith.
Each one of the projects that we do lasts 3 weeks. And then there's a week, give or take a couple of days, in between to travel to the next project, and we get to see a lot of the country.
That's incredible. Well, you're listening to The Beacon. You're listening to an incredible organization called The Sowers. We're going to continue to unpack it. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Beacon.
The Beacon is presented by Phoenix Christian, a school celebrating excellence in education since 1949. Learn more at phoenixchristian.org.
Good morning and welcome back. You're listening to The Beacon, and this morning we have some very special guests in our studio this morning. The Sowers are here, and in last week's show we talked about using sowing to change the world, if that's an option. This week we're talking about how to specifically do it, but a different kind of sowing. And these are individuals who are servants on wheels, ever ready to serve. And I want to specifically affirm, as an educator with 450 young people around us every day, that these couples gathered around this table this morning, they're embodiment of a living curriculum of what it means to live a life of continual service, living out our worship to our Lord Jesus Christ. And Kim, you were noting that when you walk over to these RVs gathered around NASCAR,
yes,
on our campus,
yes,
almost, over 16 volunteers on our campus these few weeks. And on the RV, there's something special on the side of these RVs.
Yes, there's a bumper sticker, but it's also on their website, and it says... Their motto is
RV with a purpose.
Thank you. My mind is kind of blank.
RV with a purpose. All right. Linda, what does that mean?
We, as Christians, we need to be leading a purpose-driven life. And so just hanging out in your camper isn't the thing to do. And that's where I am the most dissatisfied, when I'm just sitting in a resort and going, okay, what am I going to do next? You know, I don't know any other activities, and it feels like it's all for myself. But when I know that we're going to a project to serve, I get energized, and I'm like, yes, there's something I can do to be productive, to help others, to minister to others, and show God's love.
John, jump in here.
Yeah, retirement is an opportunity that God gives us to use the skills that we have developed over a lifetime to continue to use those skills for His glory. And that's the exciting thing about it. We know exactly what we're going to do. We want to serve the Lord. And it's exciting to get out there and to see different projects and to see how the Lord is using other people for the glory of His kingdom.
Amen. And so it's not even just, even to affirm what you said earlier, too, using all the skills that He's built up in you all these years, but even still, every job holds another opportunity for you to learn new skills and to keep challenging and pushing. And then what we've also touched on there is notions of retirement and what to do with the different seasons of our life. Both of you have a career in education. That season and that chapter has concluded, and you've opened up a brand new chapter, a new horizon. And I'm walking through in my mind tangibly to at what point during the calendar year are you leaving Alaska to start this new adventure each year?
We, the last 2 years, have had to leave Alaska the mid part of August, which is kind of the tail end of our summer, right when, well, the 14th of August is our last guaranteed frost-free day. But we're heading out because we have to be on project at a place in Oakhurst, California, outside of Yosemite, by the last week of August. So we take at least 2 weeks to go down in case we have trouble on the road.
And then what time is the boomerang back?
This is a kind of an exciting time, because if we travel too early, everything is still all frozen up there. All the campgrounds are closed and the state campgrounds are closed. So we have to go back towards the end of May in order to get up there and to make it after everything is opened up.
We get back right around Mother's Day.
Right around Mother's Day. Now, I've got to be honest, too, when Phoenix has our 2.5 days of winter, I feel like I need to start apologizing to all the folks that came down for some sunshine. But one of the perks is you get to be in one of the most beautiful places on earth during the winter.
We get to live our summer 12 months out of the year when we do this.
Because a good, nice winter day here is a nice summer day in Alaska.
That sounds really nice. Because we know that August in Phoenix is coming, and so we might have to come up and visit you. Let's join Carol and Mary. What does it look like for you? When does your season begin?
Our season begins at the end of football season. We have a youngest we have a youngest grandson that is still playing football in high school, and he has 3 more years. So we go back to Oregon and watch him play. We're there 2.5 months. And then we start out our season, and we go around to June. We have a project every month until June. And then we go to Wyoming, spend a month with our daughter, and go back to Oregon. And that's kind of the round that we've been doing in the recent years. We pretty much follow the sun. If it starts to get cold, our wheels turn.
go ahead, Meredith, yes, jump in.
We never have to worry about winterizing our fifth wheel. If it gets cold, we'd go south.
So speak to the listener listening this morning, maybe perhaps anticipating retirement, perhaps enjoying retirement. Speak into the opportunity that an organization like SOAR provides. I think you've already touched on adventure, but just affirm that.
Every season of life has a should be lived intentionally. If you're a child, your intention is learning, going to school, doing the best you can there, learning to interact with other people. That seems to absorb a lot of a child's life. And as you progress to a young adult, to young parents, to midlife, and you finally get around to retirement. And after 60 years of working, it's a little scary to look at retirement. But live it intentionally. And for us, the intention was to use what we know to serve the Lord. And we have been so blessed out of what we've been doing. We seek to be a blessing, but we have been multiple times over blessed in our life in the relationships that we have gained. So we gain by living intentionally. And through all those seasons, we also try to gain wisdom through the Lord. Learning is one thing, but wisdom, gaining wisdom along with it is so important. And so the wisdom of retiring is live it intentionally. Find something to do. Find some place to go. Find some people to pour into their lives and not live it for yourself. I guarantee you, when you retire, everything you ever wanted to do, you can do in 3 months. Your bucket list is done in 3 months. And then you have to decide after that, what am I going to do?
What I really appreciate of what you've spelled out there is a really specific delineation of, it's easy as a Christian to use the term blessed, but you've unpacked the blessing in relationship, in personal growth, in challenge, in redefining a life of purpose. And I hope for the listener that that's encouraging and to pursue those new horizons and all that comes with it. So you're listening to The Beacon. I'm going to put a little tease in here. You're going to want to stay tuned all the way to the end of the show. The Sowers have a song, and we're going to share that song with you. You're not going to want to miss it. Thanks for listening to The Beacon.
The Beacon is made possible by Phoenix Christian and listeners like you.
Good morning and welcome back. You're listening to The Beacon. Steve Woods is anticipating the marriage of his daughter as we speak, so he'll be back at a later date. And this morning we're blessed to have some amazing guests in our studio. Kim Wright, who serves in our advancement department, and we've got some beautiful guests in Linda and John, Carol and Meredith, who represent an organization called The Sowers, who are essentially retirees giving their lives away in service to our Lord Jesus Christ. And again, I want to affirm that as they move about the students in their service to, right now, they happen to be at Phoenix Christian, and we are very grateful. And many, many, many projects are getting done, and frankly, projects that the school could not afford to do on our own. And they are here living out their worship, and our students see it, and I just love that. And you've tuned in to an extraordinary morning in which we're going to celebrate what they're doing and their obedience to their Lord. But I want to turn the tables back over to them because I'm a little envious. You guys travel all over this country and you get a front row seat at what the Lord is doing in lots of different places, in lots of different organizations. And so we'll start over here with John and Linda and give us a glimpse of what you see.
Go ahead, John.
John, you're up.
One of the things that we've spent some time at is not only church groups, but also other Christian schools. And it's exciting to be on campus when you see the kids talking and walking through the halls and smiling and laughing. And one of the things that I wanted to bring up during my time when I was a Christian school teacher is at that time, if a student is hurting, we don't just say, oh, well, hope things get better. We can stop our class right there and take time and lift that student up and his problems in prayer. And that's the exciting thing. Kids really enjoy doing that, lifting each other's up, each other's burdens, and lifting them up to the Lord.
That's beautiful.
And, you know, through the years, there's been numerous times where John and I have been out and about town up in Anchorage, Alaska, and we have run into students who now have children graduating from college, and they'll go, oh, Mr. Hutchins, I remember in seventh grade when you did this, and we know that we've made an impact on their lives. At the time, you don't really know how or what. I know 30-some years ago, I was driving school bus, and I'd been pulled onto a different route, and when I came back to pick up somebody for a special situation, she was asking, why don't you drive our bus anymore? I said, well, I thought you didn't like me. You guys said I was the mean one. She goes, no, we really did, because you taught us how to be right.
Amen. Amen. Impact. Living out the kingdom.
Yes.
That's beautiful. And Carolyn Meredith, give us an idea of a front row seat. What do you guys see as you travel about the country?
As we travel around the country, we have an opportunity to do what a lot of people don't. You're living in one place, you go to the same church, you go to the same school, you see the same people all the time. And so you don't get an impact of exactly how the Lord is moving in this country. As we travel around, we go to different churches, we go to different projects, we see a lot of different people, and we see how the Lord is absolutely moving in those lives and the many, many methods that He is willing to use to reach people and to draw you into His kingdom. It's such a blessing to see all the different ministries and how they come together. For me personally, I would make costumes at one school, and the students are so grateful. We're so glad you can sew, and oh, thank you for altering my costume so that it fits. You know, that seems like a small thing, but it's not. And to them, we're ministering the ministry of helps in a visible way, and we hope that that gets passed on to them so that in their lives they're willing to share and willing to volunteer.
That's beautiful. You know, and that's the thing. And the church is not encouraged near enough. God is on the move. We, Christian schools, churches, all the different parachurches, organizations that you guys serve, the church is making an impact, and it's not applauded near enough. We live in the plumb line of our Lord and Jesus Christ, who said in Matthew 23:11, but he who is the greatest among you shall be your servant. And you all, specifically right now, I want the listener to know that there's individuals in our community giving their lives away. And one of the most encouraging things that I've heard in the last 2 months is our students just looking at you guys and saying, thank you. Young people see it, and they see the benefit of when you give your life away to our Lord and Savior. Thanks for listening to The Beacon.
Phoenix Christian believes strongly in its rich history and bright future, now equipping students from pre-K through 12th grade. Learn how you can help continue its legacy of Christ-centered education at phoenixchristian.org/support. You're listening to The Beacon, presented by Phoenix Christian.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Beacon, and this morning we have some very special guests in our studio. It is a great show and a tremendous opportunity of encouragement. In the studio are joining us are the Sowers. Now, if you happen to be driving, I'm going to give you about a 14-minute heads up. You might want to pull over, because we're going to end the show this morning in a way that we've never done before, and we're going to end it in song. And we've been waiting for this moment since the top of the show. But the Sowers are some beautiful individuals who are Christ followers, who have taken the swan dive into the season and chapter of their life of retirement and giving their lives away. And I concluded the last segment just with affirming what a beautiful living curriculum that they are to our students. You know, at Phoenix Christian, we embrace the missional model of being open and available for students of all walks of life to come and journey in a Christ-centered environment, where we set Christ loose in a Christ-centered environment. And a student may come to Phoenix Christian having never read books of the Bible of Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, but it is our hope and our passion and our vision that they see it in our teachers, our food services team, our facilities team, that they see it seamlessly. Not that we're perfect, but they see lives that are given away in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And again, as I affirmed, a beautiful, beautiful element that's happened here at Phoenix Christian is when I watch our students communicate their gratitude, in particular these last couple of weeks, to the sowers. And so what I'd like to do in this final segment, not to mention the song we're going to conclude with, but to have the sowers provide an opportunity to share testimonies and stories of the ministries that they have been serving. I've heard a term here used several times this morning, that they're a ministry of helps, to come alongside a ministry and help. And we've even taken an opportunity in this show to identify the blessings that come when we help others, and we've specifically listed those out. But this morning, as we conclude here, let's rally around stories, and let's rally around personal testimonies of the ways that you've been impacted. And John, if I could start with you, draw the listener into how you've been blessed, stories of impact. You've talked and shared this morning, not only has God been building you for this season of life with skill sets, but you learn new skill sets. But he also continues to grow and mold you spiritually.
Thank you. I've always wanted to be a teacher. I've always been tuned into what God wants me to do. And there's just no doubt about it. When the Lord has his hand on you, you know exactly what you need to do to honor and glorify him. And for me, that was teaching. And especially going into Christian education, it's exciting to be able to teach the kids, but also have a firm foundation of God's truth within the curriculum. As I said earlier, it's really neat to be able to share with the kids, be able to share in their blessings, be able to cry with them in their needs, but also the most important thing is lifting them up in prayer. It's exciting to see the kids dedicate their lives to full-time Christian work as well as they go about. And even those that go into the secular society, you know that we have given them the basis to how to live a godly life, and that's exciting. It's also exciting to realize that when you see a kid in your classroom, to realize that he's one of your former students' kids, and you know you're starting to get up there in age. But it's been exciting, and it carries right on to retirement. I knew exactly what the Lord wanted me to do, keeping in tune into what God wants you to do, and yielding your life to him, I think, is a real key in a satisfying retirement.
That's beautiful. You know, and I'm convinced more than ever that the current generation are facing challenges almost bigger than any other generation prior are facing. And there's a lot to unpack around that. Let's just acknowledge how difficult it is right now for our young people. And here we are with an opportunity with some very seasoned and wise followers of Christ, again, building their lives around, I'm going to quote Mark 9:35, which is one of the verses you affirm in the Sowers organization, that if anyone desires to be first, he shall be last of all, servant of all. And here you are living that out, meeting young people where they're at, a safe place to cry, a safe place to seek some prayer support. And even just something as simple as a pat on the back can be an extraordinary blessing to a student. Linda, an opportunity, stories, ways, how you've been impacted in your service to the Sowers organization.
The thing that keeps going through my head is this is not like directly with the Sowers, but in being retired teachers and some of our past circumstances are our financial level isn't as fluid as some, and so we need to find a way to make a little bit of travel money here and there, like when our bike racks fell off the trailer and we ruined our bikes. We need to be able to pay for that, too. So my husband found a place where we could go work at the sugar beet harvest, and the last two falls in October, we've been in northern Minnesota working the sugar beet harvest, helping bring the trucks in from the field and guiding them under the chutes and things like that. And I really saw it this year, but even the year before, where the people that we're working with, we come alongside. There was a couple that we worked with this year that were just very needy spiritually, financially. They didn't have a car, and we worked, 20 miles out of town? And we ended up bringing them home from work almost every day, and just as a way we could visit with them and minister to them and say, yeah, we know you're in a tough time and you may not be making the best decisions, but it's okay, we're going to help you. So if we weren't doing this, you know, we wouldn't be able to do the traveling to the store projects as well. So it all works.
Yeah, ministry's around every corner, isn't it?
Yeah, when you don't even think about it. And we've met lifelong friends through all of it as well.
And so Kim, here you are coordinating with the sowers.
Yes.
Let's just talk about, as a receiving organization from their gift, ways that it's blessed even you as an individual working for a nonprofit.
Yes. So I have the privilege, actually being so blessed, being the contact person for the Sower organization and Phoenix Christian. And so I get 3 weeks to work closely with the sowers. And time after time, month after month, when a new group comes in, I've gotten close with some of the sowers, and they share their stories with me. They've shared stories of, you know, I wasn't always a believer. I was an atheist. And I'm like, what? You know, mind-blowing testimonies of how they've come to the Lord, and now they live out their life continuing to serve God. And to me, that, like, I want to be you guys when I grow up, you know. Yes, I love to travel, and that would be a bonus, but to get to serve all around the world, being the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, you guys bless me day in and day out, coming to work. Like, you guys have been a joy to be on campus, to watch you work hard. You guys work hard for, you know, the time that you are on. When you're on our campus, you are working hard, and you serve the Lord diligently, and that's such a blessing to me, and not only to me, but I know there are students watching you guys, and I know, like, even my daughter walks the track after school, and, you know, the last sower group, she made friends with the last group, and they would bake cookies for her, you know, and it's just something so simple as a cookie. They'd come and they'd bring it to her after school, but she would get so blessed by that. And this time around, you know, Bill would, he messes with her about how many laps have you done this time around, you know. So kids are watching you, and they love the interaction with you. And you guys are blessing not only to me, I know to Jeff, mm-hmm. I know to Phoenix Christian, but to the students as well.
Amen. Amen. Carolyn Meredith, maybe a story of impact.
You know, trust has been an issue in my life, being able to trust other people, God. And over the years, he's taught me to trust his provision. So we hope, as we go this route and minister, that we're a testimony of trusting in God's provision in a quick, small way, not small for us. Last 4th of July, we were out in literally the middle of nowhere, and the highway disappeared. They brought the plow in and plowed it up. And so we were traveling, pulling our RV, and we were going very slow, and this pickup goes around us, and they rolled down the window, and they said, "You lost your tire." Well, we were going so slow, we didn't know that the tire had peeled off the rim, and there was no shoulder on the road. But as we needed it, lo and behold, the shoulder works up, and there we are. And so we're just pull in on that shoulder. Well, 5.5 hours later, sitting on the shoulder, because we called our roadside service and she said, "What's the nearest cross street?" "No, lady, you don't understand. There's hardly a road here. We are nowhere." And Meredith had changed axles on the trailer, and we used to have 6-hole bolts, but he forgot to change his spare. Now we have 8 holes with a 6-hole spare. So 5.5 hours we sat there. Pretty soon there's a knock on the door, and I rolled the window down, and the gentleman said, "Do you have help coming?" And I said, "Yes, I thought you'd never get here." And help did come, and to wind it up rather quickly, he knew the guy that had an RV park right there just 8 miles down the road. He had an old raggy tire and rim that he could put on there and got us that far. And then I talked to the gentleman at the RV park, and he said, "Oh, no problem." He said, "I've got a brand new tire and rim that'll fit." He said, "I don't know. I found it on the highway a year ago, and I just threw it in my barn, and I didn't have any use for it." So he said, "Just go to the barn, get the tire, put it on there." And he said, "I'm up in the mountains camping, so just throw in some money, whatever you think's worth, the tire's worth, in the cash box." And I thanked him kindly, and I'm thinking, my goodness, look how God provided for us.
Amen. And we can't affirm that near enough. Story after story of the Lord providing. If someone wants to get involved with Sowers, how do they do that?
They get into contact with Sowers at a website, www.sowerministry.org, and you'll get an introduction to it. We are in Lindale, Texas. That's where we're based out of. And the email address is sowers@sowersministry.org. And they will put you in touch with what you need to do and what our organization is all about.
We're going to have that up on the Phoenix Christian website, phoenixchristian.org. We have promised that we're going to end this show. You might want to pull over right here. This is a little song you guys sing every morning, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so this is a song to bring community.
We hit it?
Hit it.
Hear ye the master's call, give me thy best, for be it great or small, that is his test. Do then the best you can, not for reward, not for the praise of man, but for the Lord. Every work for Jesus will be blessed, but he asks from everyone their best. Our talents may be few, these may be small, but unto him is due our best, our all. Amen.
Amen. And what you didn't see listening on the radio were the hands were raised in service to our Lord. Thanks for listening to The Beacon. God bless you. Please visit our website to learn more about the Sowers for those that are in that last season of life and an opportunity to continue to give your life away to our Lord Jesus Christ. Have a blessed day, and thank you once again for listening to The Beacon.